Because there are things you don't know. If you don't continue, you will never see them. But if you'll continue, God will lead you right into them. And I want to learn how to walk in health, even at this day, at this age, in my fourth set of 20s. And so he said, not as though I've already obtained, these were already perfect. But I follow after. What you do, Paul? I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am what? Apprehended. I may lay hold on what? Like, he already got me. He perfectly saved me. I won't slip in his grip. But I want to grasp him like he got me. And once I lay hold on him like he got me, he's not going to let me slip. He who I hold in my hand, no man. Didn't he say it? No man plucks you out. But I want to lay hold on him while I'm walking on this earth like he got a hold to me. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me start over. Not as though I was already perfect, had already obtained, these were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am what? Apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have what? Apprehended, but this what? One thing I do. What is that one thing you do, Paul? Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before me. And that's what we're doing every day. This is why we are, this revelation is a progressive revelation. The more you read scripture and the more you think you got, the more you don't have. And that is because you'll never grasp the fullness of God. God is unlimited in what he can do. And what he wants to do is get him a people that'll believe him over all this other garbage that Satan trying to put in your life and trying to do to you and all this other stuff you run into every day. That's what he wants you. So you just walk right through it like they never said a word. Because it's possible. All things are possible. And let me help you out here. Brethren, I count not myself to have what? Apprehended. But this one thing I do. This will help you if you learn to do this one thing. Forgetting those things which are behind. All the foolish thing you've done, all the crazy conversation you've been in, all the gossip you got involved in, forget it. Let it be behind and embrace this, reach and take hold to this truth. I'd sip my lip or I'd clean my mouth. What did somebody do? I think it may have been, what's her name? Ed Dufresne, what's her name? Nancy. What's her name? Nancy Dufresne. Said one time she was talking crazy talk. I think her mother really got some soap and washed her mouth with it. You need to get that tongue straightened out. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. So you got see, this is not gonna just fall on you like ripe cherry on a tree. I press. You gotta press for this. You gotta make a decision where you're gonna give more time to television and other things than you do this word. I have a unique privilege. Different from you, so you have to find your own way. Sometime I come out here and it working so good. That's how I got there. And I would meditate on this word. I read it, meditate on it so many hours. Sometime I wake up meditating. Sometime I go to sleep meditating. I am not kidding you. This word is so sweet. When see, you read it on the surface, it don't seem like it's saying nothing to you. But boy, when you get a revelation in your spirit, it's the greatest thing ever happened to you. It changes everything. And you start seeing stuff in you and say, I'm going to have to ditch this. This got to go to the garbage can. I can't carry this garbage. Thoughts that shoot at your mind, you just shoot them like they shoot. You let them shoot right straight on, keep going. So he said, I press. You got to press. That's why Paul said, none of these things move me. Because what I embrace in that revelation and I'm feeding on it, God hadn't write it down. He read it. And that revelation began to come real and to Paul. And he preached. He had miracles. And when he got in trouble, God kept him. God helped him save the whole 200 and some men, even though they lost the ship. But he told them what the angel told him. Angel stood by me this night and said, this is what you do. Y'all better not get off this ship. And because they obeyed, every one of them got saved, were rescued, right? I pressed towards the mark for who? The prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Keep going. Let us therefore, as men as be what? Perfect, mature, be thus minded. And if you be what? If in anything you be otherwise minded, God will do what? Because if you oppress and continue, he's going to reveal it unto you. He's not going to let you go astray. And you're seeking him, and you're following him, and you're doing what he said to do. He's going to keep you on course. He'll reveal it to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So none of these things moved us. Now let's go ahead and put this up. Whew, I want to get back to Galatians, but I'm going to go on with this.